will find them. And so I did that. So I'm going around, and I look around, and I see this person, and she's by the curb, and she looks to be about 20, 25, and she has two people next to her. And her head is down. I'm going, I bet it's for her. And I wasn't feeling as bold as I should have. So I said, well, if she comes in the restaurant, then I'll give it to her. How many of you have ever done that? Come on, show of hands. So we sit down in the restaurant, and she comes in, and she starts talking to the owner. And I said, hon, just wait one second. I've got to give away this card. And he knows me. Okay, Teresa, go do your thing. So I go up, and as I'm passing her, she's over here talking to the owner. I can hear her saying, I just have to go home. And so I'm kind of like right in the entryway where she can't get past me. I position myself. I've got my card. I'm on a mission, right? So she comes walking out, and I said, excuse me. Because you always want to like engage them and make sure that you honor them. I said, excuse me, but I believe I drew a card for you, and I'd like to share about it. And of course, this is like, it took her back because, I mean, has anybody ever said that to you? I mean, they might have asked for money, other things, but not to give you a card, right? So she goes, yeah. And so I explained the meeting. I showed her the card, and she literally, I am not exaggerating, she shrieked like, ah, and she fell right into my arms. And it was the kind of restaurant where everybody could see. And it was like all eyes went zzzz right there. And I go, so tell me what that means. And she goes, oh my gosh. Just a half an hour before this, I was waiting tables here. And my ex-boyfriend came in. And we had just broken up about 3 months ago. And he was the love of my life. And he came in with another girl and announced that she was his fiance. And I said, isn't it interesting that I would that morning write down, he will never leave you or forsake you. And it just opened up her whole heart to the fact that God cared about her when she could have completely gone off the deep end. See, that's the power of prophetic art. That's the power of what it can do to transform a person's life. It's just an amazing tool of what can happen. Isn't that good? So find out who is highlighted to you. Ask, are they looking for something in their life, and is the Spirit drawing them? You're going to start to experience that and start to feel that. Is there a point of connection?